Hello, thank you so much for joining us on this end of the year edition of McAllen News Update. I'm Roy Cantu.
And I'm Xochitl Mora. The city of McAllen holds the official groundbreaking ceremony for the Center for Urban Ecology at Quinta Mazatlán, the first of its kind in Texas. The $51.9 million queue will occupy 14 acres and will be built in the next 24 months. City of McAllen leaders expect the Center for Urban Ecology to become a nationally recognized destination in the Rio Grande Valley, drawing visitors from throughout Texas and northern Mexico. The queue will become a leading Texas destination, a place where education and tourism intersect.
It gets us excited when we think about, we always want to think regional, and a lot of the times thinking regional with cities and everything, but this was more an effort, a regional effort to fund. So we're talking from Texas Parks and Wildlife, from our Congress, from McAllen ISD, UTRGV, different commissioners coming together to work to do this. It's been an amazing task, and it's the end result's going to be beautiful.
So I'm really proud of our mayor and the commission and former mayors and former commissions, the school board. You know, we talked about the school board, but there's a lot of them that are not here any longer. Danny Vela is here. He was actually an integral part of ensuring that we stayed focused.
The project inspired a formal partnership in education and conservation with the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, and the McAllen Independent School District, along with sponsorship and support from other partners. Programming at the queue will work towards increasing access for area students in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The UTRGV Center for Urban Ecology will become a premier research lab on urban ecological sciences and its application towards sustainable urban development. The queue will accomplish LEED building requirements, a leader in energy and environmental design.
The City of McAllen continues to prioritize safety for its residents by purchasing another new McAllen fire truck. With an initial investment of $1,336,380 approved by the McAllen City Commission, the McAllen Fire Department acquired a brand new Metro Fire Apparatus Fire Aerial Ladder Truck equipped with a 105-foot rear mount telescoping ladder, a 450-gallon onboard water tank, and various equipment for firefighting and rescue operations. The truck is also equipped with 2,000 gallons per minute water pump and specialized vehicle rescue equipment.
Residents should expect a door hanger notifying them of their new water meter installation. McAllen Public Utility will begin installing new automated meters over the next 2 years for its 48,000 residential and commercial customers across McAllen. The new meters will not only provide a more accurate reading of water usage, but they will also allow customers the ability to monitor their water usage to better manage their water consumption. Installation is currently underway with commercial customers, and residential installation began in mid-November, targeting older meters first. Aquametric is the contractor who will be installing the automated meters throughout the city. Residents will first receive a door hanger notice alerting them that the installation will be taking place. Once crews are on site, they will ensure that all water is shut off at the residence, trying to determine if someone is at home to shut off any running appliances or faucets. There will be a 15 to 30 minute interruption of water service to complete the installation, making every effort to leave the meter area with little to no visible disturbance. Once complete, water service will continue with the new automated meter.
And sticking with MPU, the McAllen Public Utility is financially sound, according to financial experts. The McAllen Public Utility recently went before Fitch Ratings for review on its bond series, affirming the system's rating of AA+, viewing the outlook for this rating as stable. The bonds set for $22.3 million are for outstanding waterworks and sewer system revenue bonds series 2015 and 2016. In addition, Fitch has assessed the standalone credit profile of the city at AA+. MPU first received the AA+ rating in 2021. According to the rationale provided by the financial rating agency, the AA+ rating and the stable outlook Fitch assigned, MPU reflects the system's very strong financial profile with its strong revenue defensibility and very low operating risk profile. Both assessed AA. The rating agency noted that the system's leverage, measured as net adjusted debt to adjusted funds available for debt service, was 6.1 in fiscal year 2022 and is projected to peak at 7.0 by fiscal year 2027. In 2022, MPU had a very low operating cost of $2,800 per million gallons, supporting the risk assessment.
The McAllen International Airport is welcoming a new airline and two new direct flights, one to Mexico City and the other to Austin, Texas. Aeroméxico started its ticket sales to provide daily nonstop service from McAllen International Airport to Mexico City via Felipe Ángeles International Airport beginning February 1, 2024. This new year-round route will operate daily, connecting McAllen with a world-class destination. Delta Airlines started ticket sales on December 16th to provide three daily nonstop service from McAllen International Airport to Austin-Bergstrom International Airport beginning April 22, 2024. The new year-round route will operate three daily flights connecting McAllen with an essential destination for business and education. With the addition of these new routes, McAllen International Airport will now serve seven vibrant nonstops.
The McAllen International Airport has a new aviation director. The city of McAllen hired Jeremy Santos Coy as its new director of aviation of the McAllen International Airport. The Rio Grande Valley native has 18 years of experience with the city of McAllen, serving most recently as the deputy director for the airport and previously as transportation engineer. Santos Coy is a licensed engineer with experience in strategic planning, leading infrastructure development, governmental affairs, as well as finance and federal compliance. Santos Coy managed grants and other funding sources, including construction of the airport's $26 million expansion project, as well as the $11 million runway 1331 safety area project. Additionally, he focused on economic growth resulting in revenue increased by 42%, received over $74 million in Federal Aviation Administration grants, historic record of airport passengers in 2022, and the signing of an exclusive and first-of-its-kind partnerships with the Dallas Cowboys and the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. TSA officials want travelers to fly the friendly skies with ease and efficiency. TSA hosted a news conference to inform Rio Grande Valley travelers who use the McAllen International Airport about the do's and don'ts when traveling. TSA set up a display table with prohibited items that were abandoned at the airport by travelers. Patricia Mancha from TSA says travelers need to follow some simple tips before coming to the airport around the holidays.
So first of all, start at zero. Before you start packing, empty out your bag so you know exactly what's in it. The number one response we get from travelers when we find a prohibited item is, I forgot it was in my bag or I didn't know it was there. So know what you're packing. Pack smart.
Mancha says if you have any questions before traveling, follow them on their social media. There's an Ask TSA function that you can ask your question and a uniformed TSA agent will respond in an hour or two.
The City of McAllen created an International Relations Department to strengthen its ties with Mexico, Latin America, and the world. As the City of McAllen looks to further strengthen its ties with Latin America and the world, it has selected Daniela Plata to lead the newly created International Relations Department. Plata most recently served as the International Business Manager at the McAllen International Airport, where she led key projects with international corporate partnerships. She was responsible for developing and implementing business strategies, which led to the expansion of international air service to different Mexican markets and collaborative intergovernmental agreements, including the signing of a sister city agreement with Puerto Vallarta. A key aspect of this new position will be to analyze organization and community needs and propose, develop, and implement programs to promote cultural, education, social, and business relations within the McAllen business and civic community and Latin American counterparts. Plata will coordinate goodwill trips and welcome visiting delegations. She will monitor and analyze legislative and regulatory activities, propose legislative actions regarding intrastate and foreign developments and their potential impact, and manage all administrative work related to U.S. companies doing business in Mexico, Latin America, and beyond.
McAllen Parks and Recreation gets a helping hand from some volunteers to plant a tree forest at Lark Community Center. Children from the McAllen Parks and Recreation After School Program helped Parks and Rec staff in planting the 36 trees in the forest. The Parks and Rec Horticultural Division has led the planting of five urban forests with the help of volunteers, donations, and project funding.
We're really excited that we were able to secure $5,000 from Texan by Nature through a program funded through HEB. And with it, we've decided to plant Urban Forest number 6 here at Garza Park, right next to Lark Community Center.
Garcia says trees provide health benefits, stormwater management, reduce heat island effects, and native trees help create food and habitat for birds and animals. The McAllen Parks and Recreation tree recipe includes a mix of wild olive, Texas persimmon, ebony, goma del sur, retama, western soapberry, granjeno, Texas torchwood, and hackberry trees, all locally harvested by local growers. Keep McAllen Beautiful hosted the 12th annual Arbor Day celebration at Westside Park. This fundraising event supports Keep McAllen Beautiful's mission to help increase awareness of the importance of planting and caring for trees in McAllen. The Arbor Day celebration is a run, bike, and walk event that benefits everyone interested in personal health and the environment. The event had a 25-mile, 100-kilometer bike ride, a 5K and 10K run, a kids 2K run, and a tree workshop. The Arbor Day celebration featured music, educational booths, and much more. Additionally, free native trees were available for the public. This year, KMB distributed over 1,000 trees.
The City of McAllen has been finishing up some major 2018 drainage bond improvement projects and facelifts at community libraries across the city. Here are some of the drainage bond projects that were completed thanks to citizens approving the 2018 drainage bond. Martin Avenue drainage improvements included storm drain improvements to alleviate flooding for the subdivisions along 6th Street, south of Martin Avenue. Approximately 3,100 linear feet of reinforced concrete pipe, along with associated infrastructure, were constructed. Additionally, sidewalk improvements were done on the south side of Martin Avenue between Colonel Road Boulevard and North 20th Street. The total project cost was $1,241,591.23. Also, Quamasia Avenue and 11th Street drainage improvements included installing inlets along Quamasia Avenue at 11th and 12th Street to improve storm drainage. Approximately 3,100 linear feet of reinforced concrete pipe, 5 curb inlets, and associated infrastructure were constructed. These stormwater drain improvements will alleviate flooding for the 1100 block of Quamasia Avenue. The total project cost was $765,880.16. Finally, the completion of the Bicentennial Boulevard drainage project included demolishing 3 existing bridge structures along Bicentennial Boulevard and replacing them with box culverts of equal and improved discharge volume.
We had a ribbon cutting today for 4 projects in one. We had the Tamarack Bridge, the La Vista Bridge, the Harvey Bridge, and then a pedestrian bridge at Highland. All these improvements were to help drainage in the area. As you know, we had a rain event in 2018 and there was a bond. The 2018 bond, so this is a completion of Project 16 of the bond out of 20.
The total cost of the project was $4,900,000. All of the 2018 drainage bond projects are almost completed. There's also some major new improvements at the McAllen Public Library branch libraries. The McAllen Public Library held a grand reopening and ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Palmview Branch Library with citizens, members of the McAllen Public Library Advisory Board, and the McAllen Chamber of Commerce to celebrate the revitalized space with vibrant new colors and designs, along with comfortable and functional new furniture for all reading and study needs.
These upgrades signify our commitment to continuing to provide exceptional spaces tailored to meet the evolving needs of our valued patrons. And so we're so pleased to bring these revitalized spaces with vibrant new colors and innovative design and comfortable functional furniture. Some of it you can even plug right into.
Also at the Lark Branch Library, residents celebrated with a ribbon cutting and joined McAllen City Commissioners, a student choir, and staff from Lark Library to celebrate the new look at their North Branch Community Library.
The City of McAllen's newly adopted comprehensive plan wins top honors. At the annual Texas chapter of the American Planning Association's annual conference, the City of McAllen's newly adopted comprehensive plan, Envision McAllen, was awarded the Best Comprehensive Plan Award. Each year, the Best Comprehensive Plan Award is given to a plan that advances the science and the art of planning. Another reason highlighted by the committee for selecting Envision McAllen for the award was the presentation of the plan, which is easy to read and full of graphics, making it more accessible to all members of the public.
The City of McAllen partnered up with the prestigious San Antonio University to provide internship opportunities for its students. The City of McAllen and St. Mary's University in San Antonio have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to provide internship opportunities at the City of McAllen for St. Mary's students from the Rio Grande Valley. The purpose of the program is to provide students with work-related experience in their chosen field of study or anticipated career field, while the goal is for students to use their skills to become more adept in and prepared for the workforce. The City of McAllen also hopes to develop a future workforce for municipal government in McAllen and the Rio Grande Valley. Aside from providing a paid internship in the students' disciplines, the City of McAllen also hopes to develop leadership, mentoring, and meaningful work skills for the interns. The internship is open to undergraduate and graduate students, as well as students from St. Mary's University School of Law. Multiple academic fields of study can be accepted, including communications, marketing, business, criminal justice, criminology, forensic science, sociology, history, international and global studies, math, data analytics, computer science, engineering, the Masters of Public Administration, the Masters of Business Administration, and Masters of Jurisprudence.
The City of McAllen's Passport Department wants residents to know the delivery service is faster. The U.S. Department of State is offering faster processing times for U.S. passports for customers who apply after December 18th. Now, the routine processing of a passport application is now 6 to 8 weeks, down from 7 to 9 weeks. The expedited processing for the additional $60 fee is now 2 to 3 weeks, down from 3 to 5 weeks. The processing times begin the day the U.S. Department of State receives the application at the passport agency or center, not the day the customer applies for a passport at an acceptance facility. The City of McAllen Passport Facility is located at 221 South 15th Street. Walk-ins are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis Monday through Friday between the hours of 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. If an appointment is preferred, please call ahead to 681-1450. For more information, please call the City of McAllen Passport Facility or visit the following websites: travel.state.gov or passportstatus.state.gov.
The City of McAllen's Municipal Court receives a grant from the Texas Bar Foundation to help local teens. The City of McAllen's Municipal Court was awarded a grant from the Texas Bar Foundation in the amount of $7,965 to help revamp its teen court program, which will allow teenage offenders to dispose of their citations in a court of their peers, help other teen offenders through the court process, and become observers and participants to the judicial process. The grant will pay for upgrades to the current McAllen Municipal Court teen court program, including purchasing supplies, food, court attire for indigent teens, and a mural that will be painted in the courtroom set aside for teen offenses. Teen offenders cited for Class C misdemeanor offenses, ranging from minor in possession, including tobacco, e-cigarettes, or alcohol, traffic violations, or disorderly conduct, may be offered the opportunity to have their case heard in teen court. Teen court also is less of a financial burden for parents because, aside from dismissing some of the costs of a regular trial, teenagers who cannot afford suits or business attire will be provided one, courtesy of the McAllen Municipal Court Teen Court Program.
The City of McAllen is always looking for good candidates. The City of McAllen hosted a hiring job fair in November at the McAllen Public Library. Anyone interested in applying for a job with the City of McAllen should attend a hiring fair held every 6 months or apply online at McAllen.net. When applicants come to a City of McAllen job fair, they should bring their resumes, but they are encouraged to apply online beforehand to expedite the process and allow an opportunity for an on-site interview. There are more than 15 different City of McAllen departments that participate at each hiring fair. For more information, visit McAllen.net/jobs.
Veterans and the City of McAllen honored those who died in the Pearl Harbor attack. At a ceremony at the Texas Veterans War Memorial in McAllen, veterans and residents honored those men and women killed in the Pearl Harbor attack on December 7, 1941. The 82-year anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor, a surprise military strike by the Imperial Japanese Navy Air Service upon the United States against a naval base at Pearl Harbor in Honolulu, Hawaii, happened at 7:48 a.m. The United States was a neutral country at the time. The attack led to its formal entry into World War II the next day.
The McAllen Police Department and McAllen Crime Stoppers were giving free turkey meals and offering drivers a ticket or turkey for Thanksgiving. The McAllen Crime Stoppers program, the City of McAllen, and McAllen Police Department held the annual McAllen Crime Stoppers Turkey Full Meal Giveaway and the Ticket or Turkey Campaign to feed the community for Thanksgiving. The organizers and volunteers gave out 250 full turkey meals to pre-selected families. Also, several McAllen police officers went with city commissioners and volunteers to stop dozens of motorists on small traffic infractions and offered them a ticket or a turkey.
We get to contribute back to our community. McAllen Crime Stoppers is organizing this great event along the help with HEB and others, sponsors.
Crime Stoppers on a continuous basis is always helping us. And they are helping us by asking help from the community. So this event right there is their way of saying thanks back to our community and saying thanks back to probably the most needed families in our community.
According to McAllen police officers, everyone decided to choose the turkey instead of the ticket, making it a very happy Thanksgiving.
The city of McAllen urges residents to think before they give when it comes to dogs and cats for Christmas. The city of McAllen would like to remind the community if anyone is contemplating the idea of giving a pet as a gift for a birthday or special holiday, it's important to approach this decision with careful consideration. While the idea may seem appealing in the moment, it involves a substantial commitment that spans 10 to 15 years, encompassing aspects such as food, water, medicine, and regular cleanings. Palm Valley Animal Society offers a range of fostering options, allowing individuals to provide temporary care for pets, whether it be for a day, a weekend, or an extended time. To explore the various fostering options available and determine the best fit for one's circumstances, residents are encouraged to reach out to PVAS at 956-686-1141.
Keep McAllen Beautiful hosted a Christmas Posada. KMB offered the free, family-friendly event at Archer Park, featuring the traditional Posada procession that reenacts Mary and Joseph's search for lodging. The procession culminated at a nativity scene with shepherds and the three wise men. The posada was accompanied by traditional singing during the procession and concluded with Christmas songs performed by the choirs from La Jolla Seguin Elementary Choir and the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Young and Single Adult Choir and Missionary Choir.
The RGB Jewish community celebrated Hanukkah in McAllen. Jewish families celebrated the Festival of Lights with Chabad RGB at Archer Park. Hanukkah is an 8-day Jewish holiday celebrating the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem in the 2nd century BC. In a menorah lighting ceremony, the group lit the menorah, the 8 cups that hold Hanukkah candles, which are arranged in a row, one for each night of the holiday.
Some McAllen ISD children got a Christmas shopping spree with some local heroes. The McAllen Police Department and the McAllen ISD Police Department joined forces along with Target to provide some special children a $50 shopping spree for a toy, clothes, or anything they wanted to buy. The Target Heroes and Helpers Grant Award is held annually to provide children with modest means an opportunity to buy a toy for Christmas.
We're here helping Target make Christmas a reality for those 90 kids. We're teaming up with the McAllen Independent School District. All these kids here will shop, you know, and the reason we're here is to take them around and help them shop for whatever they want.
This Heroes and Helpers event helped us strengthen the relationship with our youth, our community, first responders, and the goal is to bring the community together and show these kids that, hey, law enforcement, local PD is here for them to serve them.
Tis the season for giving for the 90 children who really enjoyed the Christmas surprise. But all the McAllen police officers say they saw the miracle of Christmas in these children's smiles.
For McAllen ISD students, perfect attendance doesn't just help them do better in school. It may get them a bike from the McAllen Police Department. Officers from the McAllen Police Department went to every McAllen ISD elementary school to give a few students at each campus a bike, helmet, and safety gear to reward those students with perfect attendance.
The city of McAllen held the annual Christmas for Kids toy giveaway and the first ever Day of Caring Christmas distribution. Thousands of children and their families attended the annual toy giveaway and parade at the McAllen Police Department. Thanks to the generous donations of community sponsors like HEB and Doctors Hospital at Renaissance and others. The free toys, fruit, and candies are part of the experience. The toy giveaway is kicked off after a community parade with Santa coming to town to distribute toys. Also, the McAllen Police Department and the City of McAllen Mayor and Commission want to spread more joy this holiday season. It's the first ever Day of Caring for 60 pre-identified families who will receive $250 of Christmas groceries. The City of McAllen officials and staff will go across the city distributing the groceries to families just in time for Christmas.
If you love Christmas as much as we do, join us at the South Pole Illuminated Festival presented by HEB. There's only a few days left to celebrate the most wonderful time of the year with a wonderful holiday festival right here in McAllen. The Festive Magic Wonderland is at the McAllen Convention Center grounds and will run through December 30th. A multitude of attractions are featured at the event, ensuring a memorable experience for all attendees. These attractions include illuminated lanterns, a fully illuminated oval park, photos with Santa, train rides, gingerbread house crafting, hot cocoa, a food court, artisan market, holiday carnival, petting zoo, and so much more. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com and at the website southpoleoftexas.com.
That's going to do it for us here. Thank you so much for watching this edition of McAllen News Update. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Cantu.
And I'm Xochitl Mora. Have a very Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, and a wonderful, prosperous, Happy New Year.